The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we.
Christmas time, here we go. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. It's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Great to have you with us. That's kind of a dreary kind of day out there on this December 14th, 2018, rolling into Christmas. Hopefully you're getting everything ready. Hey, you know what I got to do, Frankie Five Boroughs? Steve Tyrell is at the, my buddy Steve Tyrell, like I've gone back and forth with him, but he's at the Carlisle. He does a Carlisle, and I should see when those dates are. Would love to be able to stop by when I hear some of these great, standards. Steve is great. Steve Tyrell is great. And we got to see when the dates are. Do you have any information on that at the Carlisle?
I don't.
I know you will look it up, Frankie Five Bros. Now, me, thank you for asking. I'll be doing a show with some friends this afternoon, actually.
Oh, very nice.
I know, noon. They said noon. I said, what time? Noon. I said, sure. I'll do the show. And then we're going to run to Jersey City. We're going to have a blast with some great friends over there, some corporate cats, as it were. And we got the whole
busy
band
guy
with us. I tell you, we're just going to work it out. I'm just pleased yesterday that I actually got the bulk of the – I have to find a special thing for Mikey, but I think I got the girls taken care of, and I just and I
Ace
did it
Hardware.
Myself.
Hello, Joe Piscopo.
No. Dollar General. That should be. See, that's something to do with the kids. You know, Frankie always say one present, maybe not one present, maybe multiple presents, but Dollar General presents. Can you say that? Can you go? All right, kids, we're doing this is our edict this year.
Kids, business bad this year. You see aisle four? Everything's a dollar. Go nuts.
Everything is made like, oh, my
God. Yeah, this has high concentrations of lead. That's all right. That's all right. Don't worry about it.
It is. It's, this was all made with slave labor in China.
Dad, why is that glowing? It's not a glow-in-the-dark toy.
Merry Christmas. Peace be with you.
It's not a glow-in-the-dark toy. That's all right. Little radiation won't kill you. Don't worry.
I swear to goodness gracious, if they made all those things that I'm talking about that are a dollar in America and they charge $5, I would buy it for $5. If it said made in America, made in a plant in, you know, Flint, Michigan or something like that, I'd buy it. Boom. I'd be right on that for crying
Hopefully
out loud.
Hopefully it's not the water in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, that's another thing. They said that's what we should be concerned with. That. I mean, my goodness gracious. I gotta help out a little
Newark,
bit.
Newark. That's closer to home. Newark. All these homes with pipes that have lead and rusted and whatever. I mean, it's, you know, it's horrible.
Yeah. Although, I tell you, Newark has made such a turnaround. And I'm just a little offended by Jeff Bezos not going to Newark. Can I be honest on the air now? Because I've been trying.
But Apple's bringing jobs to New York. Aren't you excited about that?
Yeah, Apple's bringing jobs
to New York. Buying to waste more money for another phone that you can't figure out and it breaks and whatever. Yeah, go for it.
No,
and what did you call it? The Genius?
Genius Bar.
The Genius Bar. What the heck? What is that?
You go to the Apple store. If you're, I talk to my brothers and sisters who are Apple geeks because I have everything Apple. Everything. I am iPiscopo. I everything. I really am. And for better, I'm not saying that's right, but I just got into Apple early on. I was one of the first Apple computers. Oh gosh, in the 80s. So I go, when you go to the Apple store and something happens, you have to go online and you have to make an appointment online, and they give you the available times online. You can't, it's hard to get somebody on the phone. You can't, because they it's very, very tough at Apple to do that. They've got it down to a science, and they've got it down to a science to make you feel like an absolute moron, because you go in and you don't know what's wrong, but yet they have what they call the genius bar. So all those kids in school that you looked at, you went, wow, look at that kid. He's, you know, in science, and they're really, really smart, and they would be quote-unquote nerds. Well, they own Apple now. You know, they're getting the last laugh. I'm telling you that, because you give your device to them at the Genius Bar and they fix it. I must say, they're very, very nice. And where I went yesterday, I was so glad it worked out so good. You know what's great though, guys? I went there, there was no traffic. I don't know how that happened by the grace of God. I sneaked out to the mall, and then I walked. Usually when you walk into an Apple store, you can't move. You can't move. It's so crowded. I walked in, they helped. I was out of there in 20 minutes. I was out of there. Is that unbelievable? So it was great. So it worked out good. And yes, I bought more Apple products, Albert. I bought more Apple. What am I going to tell you? I know.
When are you going to learn?
I know. I know. Big Mike told me, my man Big Mike told me, he works for me, the great kid. He goes, when you're younger, you buy Apple. Then when you get older and you really want to put some order in your life, he goes, you get,
Android.
Know, like, no, not the phones, the computers. You know, you get regular PC. You get the regular PC. It's just easier to operate. Frankie, what are you using, Frankie? You use
I use whatever
PC?
Work gives us, you know. Yeah. A PC.
Wow. Well, that's convenient.
A Chromebook, like at school?
No, it's what is that? I guess it's a Dell.
Yeah.
Oh, they work. Whoa.
Yeah, we have Dell. We have
okay,
Dell
excuse Pro. Me. Who gets that? You got one out, too?
You have one in your office.
No, I thought.
Not a laptop. You have a desktop in your office.
Frank, you got a laptop that they gave you?
Yeah, it's whatever.
No one offered me that. And then when I had a chat with Jeannie Zaino, was in my office, she looked at my computer. She goes, "Oh, what is that from 1978?
She was 78.
Huh? Yeah. I just said, right. We were chatting.
Want to walk to your car? Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
She said she looked at my computer. She goes, "What
yes,
was that? 1978." So I have a request.
I was a Commodore 64. You should have told me.
I have a request to have a brand new, you know, at least a screen so it could be into the new century.
What is it? Got pencil and paper?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's like only me. I'm going to.
Well, all right. So you're talking about your Apple products and how great they are and all this other stuff, right? Do you think that you could give up your Apple product for a year?
For $100,000, maybe.
For $100,000,
I saw that.
Vitamin Water wants to put it to the test.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're talking about, let's see, you have to have the most creative application gets to take the challenge. Person picked will still get to carry a mid-2000s phone. So that means if you're trying to text somebody on that phone, you got to hit the number 2 three times to get a C. But if you make it a year without a smartphone and you have to take a lie detector test at the end, you get the cash.
Yeah, so $100,000.
Well, after taxes, probably what? $60,000 you're going to walk away with?
Yeah, but you can't use your smartphone for a year?
Cannot.
But
they give you a phone. They'll give you a phone from the mid-2000s, so you'll still be able to make calls. You'll be able to text,
phone?
But you'll be frustrated. Yeah, probably a flip phone, I'm guessing.
Oh, I couldn't live like that, yeah.
Why?
You know what's a flip phone? You know what's a flip phone? My friend Stevie Shripa. Stevie Shripa has a flip phone. And he doesn't. And I go, how do you text, Steve? He goes, slowly. So it was so funny. Yeah, I love Steve. Steve is one of he is such a great guy, and he's so much fun on the show. And he has the flip phone, and they like the flip phone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could never do that. I don't think I could do that. Even
yeah,
for all that
you know
money.
What? I bet you your life would be less stressful because you wouldn't be able to be looking at pictures and the texting every 2 minutes. People would actually have to physically call you. Because let's face it, since smartphones became such a big success, right? Mm-hmm. People don't call people anymore. It's usually it's by text.
That's a bad. Wait, let me just verify. That's a bad thing.
Well, exactly. For you, it might not be a bad thing, but for other people, it is. The best is when somebody texts you and then you call them and they're shocked that you called because you want to respond to them.
No, I'm with that person.
What do you
need to talk for? You know what? Because inevitably, and these good. Conversations always go the same
way. Work in a verbal medium.
First of all, they call me at a time that it's they call me. I'm on the bus or on the radio or in a crowded bar where it's
incomplete. I hesitate to call you, Frank. I know what you mean. I do because you could.
Well,
get,
no, when you call,
text is so quick. No, text is so quick.
Exactly. Text is.
There
is
no
quick.
Excuse for anybody what? That knows what? You, Frank, or you, Joe,
what?
To call you between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. in the morning, Monday through Friday. There's zero excuse. People know that you're on the radio. It's absolutely inexcusable. And then they go, are you on the air?
No. I always get this. Are you up? You know, and it's like, you know, 11 o'clock at night. It's like, are you up like that?
What?
But Frankie, right. So, I agree. I embrace texting. It's so much easier.
Yeah. Text and email. That's for me.
Yeah, yeah. And but you, what do you prefer,
I'll tell you, for you two who love to be with the people and whatever, texting and email.
Right, people in person, not when I'm on a bus trying to be respectful of my fellow passengers.
Well, that's annoying.
And I have somebody trying to call me and have a long conversation.
I agree with that.
And this. I'm walking down the street the other day, and it's Wall Street, and I'm just trying to, after the show, you're just trying to come down. I was on my way to church. I'll say a couple prayers
bless
for Al Cattullo at the church. There's somebody, they talk on their FaceTime on the phone, and they're yelling into the FaceTime.
Right, while they're
and
walking.
Hi, so what? And they're talking, like, don't they know people are all around them?
Now, sometimes, sometimes a phone call, it makes sense. But in general, 80% of communication can be done via SMS text message. If you're going to send a lengthy text message, and the two people in my world that do this the most are Matthew Mary and Kevin McCullough. Yesterday, I picked up my phone. I had 7 text messages unanswered from Kevin McCullough.
Oh.
Okay, at that point, if it's more than 2 clauses, right? More than 2 thoughts, send an email. Put it in an email. That's the rule. But so yesterday I was supposed to have dinner with Assembly Member Maliotakis, right? we were supposed to go for Indian food because my longtime companion doesn't like Indian food, so I always have to find someone else to have Indian food with. So
substitute girlfriend not available.
Well, right, she wasn't. But so Nicole likes Indian food.
Yeah.
And so she calls me around 4 o'clock, and she says, you know, you know, where are you? I said, back on Staten Island, because she was coming from Manhattan. She offered very nicely to give me a ride from Manhattan. I said, no, I'm back in Staten Island. I'm going to take a quick nap and then meet you at 6. And she says, well, can I meet you at 5:45? Because I have a Christmas party that I'm going to go to. I said, sure. I'm going to take a quick nap, and I'll see you. She says, listen to me. She said, make sure you don't oversleep, because you've done this to me before. You oversleep.
This is Nicole saying
You oversleep, and you miss the time we're supposed to meet. I said, okay, I'm going to set my alarm. So I think I'm very clever. I say, Alexa, please wake me up at 5:30. Right?
Oh, see, right there, I wouldn't trust that. Yeah, I would not trust that. So what happened?
So
what happened?
Sure enough, I oversleep. My phone rings at 6:09 to wake me up.
Oh no!
Where are you? You know, and sure enough, I had overslept and made Nicole late for.
Yep, technology is great, isn't it?
Yeah. So, but that's where a phone call makes sense, where you're trying to wake someone up that's overslept or something.
Yeah, but if your phone is on vibrate because you want to get sleep,
but if you're a public place, don't do FaceTime in a public.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Well, that is so rude.
Or not even FaceTime.
At the airport when you're waiting in line for something. It's like, and then what happened? And then you hear, I was at the store the other day, and there's a lady, and you have the ear pods, you know, the headphones, but you can't see, and you look like you're talking to yourself if you talk on the phone.
I love
and
that.
And then people will talk, and they're carrying on a conversation. Now, the one thing that I would never do is want to sit down and hear anybody just talking to you like that. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to do that. You got to hear the person next to you while you're looking for something at the supermarket, and they start going, and then she came over, and then, and you got to hear the whole, is it rude to say to those people, could you please?
No. Yeah. It's not. It's not. You should
do
that.
Could you carry on your conversation privately? Because we're really not interested.
Joe, the worst.
Unless it's something really interesting. Like if it's some very juicy gossip, you know, intrigue, then I don't mind you having the conversation in front of me.
The worst is when they don't have the ear pods in. And they have their phone on speaker, and they're talking to the person on speaker. I have to resist the urge to slap the phone out of their hands and go, turn off the phone. Shopping. Are you
and
doing this? Are you doing that?
And why am I offended if it's not English? If it's not English, this is, I don't want to sound racist.
The guy who fills my tank. He's talking in Arabic like a mile a minute.
Or they talk in another language, and it's like, and I have to tell you, if I was in a, and this is going to sound racist, but if I was in a country, if I was in Italy, for example, I wouldn't be yelling English around because Italian is the spoken language there. It's like people just, manners have just gone completely by the wayside. Respect for your little space like that.
Get off my lawn. We're like three old men. Get off my lawn. I don't want any I want payphones to come back. No, beepers. Frank has a beeper. I do.
I'm behind on the bill. I have to reach
There's a bill?
Yeah. Well, they don't let you use it for free. So I have to pay for next year. So if Dennis, who is my pager service provider, is listening, the check is in the mail.
He's got one customer,
Frank. It sounds like a drug dealer.
He's homeless. The guy's homeless. He's got one customer, Frank. I mean, come on.
That's why.
Really?
That's why my check is so important to him. That's why he might be listening.
One customer.
Hey, no. What do you do for a living?
I sell pagers. Frank, could you pay your bill, please?
I sell pages. You do understand it's 2018, right? Yeah, but you know it's a small business.
How did you find this guy? Was he on the street corner?
I talked about this on the radio that I need to get a beeper, and he called.
He's on the ferry.
He called and he said, "I can get you a beeper." So and he did, and it's great.
And you must be really the only one. No, is that right?
No, there's a couple of guys.
Some guy named Lou.
They'll hang out in a hovel.
We hang out in a 1983 themed bar. But
hey, that's Duran Duran. Is that new?
I know Joe Piscopo.
That's right. I'm the biggest.
Did you hear that Ebony and Ivory on Saturday Night Live? Fantastic.
I mentioned Joe Piscopo and Kennedy, and I'm a rock star in that 1983 themed bar.
All right, we've lost complete control now. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. And, look, Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us. And then Mike Gallagher will bring back some order, law and order to the show. Kennedy is on the show. That's right, Kennedy's on the show. Kennedy, host of Kennedy on Fox Business, does a great job over there. Hey, Debbie, how you doing this morning?
Don't you remember, with the pagers and the beepers, they'd go off, you have to run to a payphone?
This is like back in the day.
Right? They would go beep, beep, beep. The number pops up, and you go to the payphone.
They would have it on their waist, and then they kind of move their head back and put their eyes would lower, and they would look who calling with the screen on the top of the. I don't know. Only Frankie would
have
that.
Frank still has it. Then he grabs his cell phone to call. You don't have to run to the payphone anymore.
Oh, right. 8:21. Debbie, good morning to you. I know it's Friday. People are trying to get out of town. How are we doing traffic wise?
Let's see what's happening, Joe. The Hutch northbound Weaver Street into Scarsdale. They're still cleaning up from an earlier accident. The Sawmill northbound at the Taconic. It's an overturned car right on the ramp. Inbound GWB, that's 20. Lincoln 15, Holland 15. Traffic is still building for you as you head over to 22 eastbound, getting out toward 1 and 9 with an earlier problem cleared. Watch for some slowdowns as you take a ride to the Bronx River Parkway south into Fordham Road with an accident. Deegan south. At the Cross Bronx, an accident there. It is a gridlock alert day today. Watch for heavy traffic on the FDR drive north up through the 70s. They're still working on a collision there. Queens Midtown Tunnel, that's 10 minutes getting into town. And still busy on the Northern State West at Post Avenue with an accident in the process of being cleared. Checking in on the forecast. Cloudy today, high of about 51. Showers tomorrow, high of about 50 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Hey, have you gone to Route 22 Toyota yet? You don't have to deal with dummies. That's what I love about Route 22 Toyota. I love telling you that every morning. You don't have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella is there. I always tell you, the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Alex can offer you that. Isn't that wild? Now, my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. So you got 5 minutes now. You got 5 minutes, okay? Look at me. I'll give you an 8:30. Look at me. I'm like, if you call 855-621-9949 and you're past the 5 minute mark, just say, Joe said that it would be okay. Okay. Just say, look, Joey said it's okay. First five callers, next 5 minutes plus, if you call 855-621-9949.
$99.49. You get a free multi-point inspection, you get a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded, but I remember one gentleman called. I saw him at a show, and he said, man, I went over there, had the best time at Route 22 Toyota, got my car fixed up, and you know what? That you can go into the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey at Route 22 Toyota. You're going to see some spectacular cars, and they will give you spectacular deals, as they did for Frankie and Mike Gallagher and my sister Carol. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes plus. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher sees dark clouds on the horizon with Democrat control of the House.
I want to prepare you for this. They don't have the votes in the Senate to convict him. He's never going to be removed from office. But we absolutely are going to be faced with the very ugly prospect of Democrats coming at him in the House and impeaching him. It's coming. It's just coming. I know it.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 8:25 right now. You know, all hand sanitization products are alcohol-based. Did you know that? And their effectiveness is done in 10 seconds. Well, not with Durasan. I love Durasan. I keep my Durasan right in front of me. I've got, look at this, Durasan foam that I have. I know I'm a germaphobe, but it sounds a little weird. But I've got this great hand sanitizer that's like a little cylindrical thing that I could spray right there. Oh, it's beautiful. It's just like, and then I have the credit card hand sanitizer. And when I, like, sometimes I'll go to like it's like a 7-Eleven or a Wawa, or, you know, or someplace like at the gas station. And there's a million people and I'm feeling all the germs. I'm feeling the germs when I pick something up and I just get something like gum or something like that. And I go, and then they give you the change back and I look at my hand and I could see the germs on my hand. You know what? Boom. I just take my Durasan. I do a couple shots right in my hand, and you know what? It's good for 24 hours. 24 hours it's good for. It doesn't go away, and it's not sticky, you know, and now I can put it on my hand, and if I have to play the drums at my show this afternoon, you know what? It doesn't make my hand slippery. Love Durasan. Will you go to Durasan.com, please? Durasan.com. This is one of the great products ever invented. Joe Giovanello invented that, and they make it in Passaic, New Jersey. Does it get any better than that? And now it's available to you listening to Piscopo in the Morning. You get 20% off when you mention the Joe Piscopo Show. Perfect for home and business, bottles, wipes, pocket sprays, antimicrobial soap, flea and tick spray they have even. 844-DURASAN, 844-387-4726, or please check out Durasan.com. 5% of sales will be donated to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jeffrey Lyons is the world's greatest film critic. You hear Jeffrey all the time. At any point, he's like the Lucille Ball of film critics, because he's on 24/7 all the time. And Jeffrey takes the time to call the morning show, and we appreciate that very much, Jeffrey. Good morning to you. How you doing, my friend?
Okay, Lucy Arnaz Luckinbill is a friend of mine, so I'll tell her you used her mother as a reference.
Remember that? Didn't they say that?
Should I say to you, are you from Jersey? Didn't you used to say that on Saturday Night Live?
I did. Oh, I'll never live it down. But you know what? It's I wrote the joke. What exit? And I own it. And I say, sure, I own it. I did it. But the character was so, it was an annoying character. But it was all in fun.
Oh, sure. By the way, you sounded like Howard Hughes talking about germs.
I know. I'm getting worse as I get older. Jeffrey, help me out here.
He once sent when my father and I were in Las Vegas. I never say Vegas. I say Las Vegas. He sent one of his Mormon generals to give us a private tour of Las Vegas. What? And the general didn't know my dad or who he was. And he wanted to know, in effect, how we rated such treatment. And my father said, oh, I knew Howard back from the nightclubs. And the guy said, really? When was the last time you saw him? And my father said, oh, 1947.
Well, he really was a recluse, and he was really a germaphobe like we saw in the film.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And the guy who claimed that Hughes left to misfortune just died this week. I forget it, Melvin and Howard?
Yeah.
He just died this week.
I joke about it and I'm okay with it, but sometimes I can't stand, Jeffrey, we'll get to films, but honestly, when people sneeze in their hand and then they reach out to you and shake your hand, I don't want to shake their hand, and then you seem rude, so I like to keep Durasane close by. I'm just saying. Now does that make me a germaphobe?
There's nothing wrong with that. You know how I start a lot of the days? I watch old Westerns while I'm working, and there's a treasure trove of them on TV. Gunsmoke, my favorite of all time.
Wow.
With Burt Reynolds in 50 episodes.
Yes, that's right.
Have Gun Will Travel and Cheyenne. I met Clint Walker, who played Cheyenne. I was on the set of The Dirty Dozen, and I wish I had just seen a lot of the episode. He was amazing. He's 6'6", 6'7", arms down to his knees, big hulking guy, and a really poignant kind of character, too, a saddle tramp. And I really like, and you see young Dennis Hopper in some of them, and you see young Ellen Burstyn in a Gunsmoke, and you see Nancy Culp from the Bob Cummings Show in one of them. And it's funny to see all those old character actors, too.
Nancy Culp, oh my gosh!
They're on and four different channels.
Paladin, Richard Boone, right? Wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, he's one of my first interviews. I did radio when I was in college, and I interviewed Richard Boone. I was beside myself. Oh, I was in my glory.
You can go to YouTube, and when he appeared on What's My Line as a mystery guest, full costume with the gun. Only one I ever saw do that. Only mystery guest. Robert Klein used to say his nightmare was that he'd be the mystery guest, and when they take off their blindfolds, they still wouldn't know who he was.
That's great. That is great. Jeffrey,
you know
how
the
we doing?
The first mystery guest was on What's My Line?
Wait. Morano will know this. The first mystery guest.
Alien American.
Rocky Marciano.
Good guess. Phil Rizzuto.
Oh, my gosh. It was Phil Rizzuto. Did they know who he was?
I don't remember. I'll have to look it up. But
he was one of the great ones.
Did you know him?
I did very well. And he and Yogi were very close. And he was one of the sweetest guys ever.
I loved him.
I miss him broadcasting. I miss Phil Rizzuto. Remember Phil Rizzuto doing the broadcast on the Yankee games?
Oh, sure. I would sit next to him whenever the Red Sox came into town.
Oh, my gosh.
And the night before Yom Kippur, the holiest night in Judaism, my mother said you should be in temple. Well, the Red Sox are in town, and Yankee Stadium is the temple of baseball. So there I was. And I said, Phil, whatever you do, don't say that I'm here. My mother will kill me. So about the fourth inning, he said, we moved to the fourth inning, and Jeffrey Lyons, tell me about this new pitcher coming in for the And then when the Pope died, John Paul I died suddenly, Rizzuto announced it on the air, and he says, boy, this will put a damper on the second game of the doubleheader, let me tell you.
I'll tell you, he was the best. Hillside, New Jersey. He stayed there the whole time, you know. God bless him. Hey, film-wise, Jeffrey, anything that we should look?
Clint Eastwood, who's 88 years old.
What?
Plays a nonagenarian man, a real man who late in his life became an unwitting drug mule for Mexican drug cartels, taking big bags of, zipper bags of cocaine from the border all the way up to Michigan and Illinois to get some extra money after his own business was ruined. He was a horticulturist by the Internet. And it's called The Mule, and it's really good. Clint Eastwood is a great director, too. He just, no flashbacks, no dream sequences. He just tells the story, and it's always a pleasure to watch most of his movies. And The Mule is out this week. Then there's a movie called Mortal Engines. terrible title, produced by Peter Jackson, and this, it's a dystopian. I'm already tuned out when it's dystopian. After some kind of thing has turned cities into mobile machines, and London is the dominating city, and it's going around huge wheels, gobbling up smaller. Thank you very much. You know, I don't need that. The special effects are amazing, though. I'll have to say that. And finally, there's If Beale Street Could Talk. And taken from a book by James Baldwin. It's about a young couple in New York, and African American, and he is accused falsely of a rape. He's a sculptor, and they're about to get married. And it's a very tender story. Has a few slow moments, but it's got a wonderful new actress named Kiki Layne. And it's got Stephen James and Regina King, who's a wonderful actress. And it's a really poignant story about life in New York in the 70s. So those are the three important films opening this week.
All right, Jeffrey, what are you doing? You go away for the holiday break at all?
In my next life, I'll marry the same woman, but she'll come from the Bahamas, not Chicago.
I know. That's what I was leading to. You go. And are you going? You're going back to Chicago, right, man?
I'm the one that stays in the house. We Jews don't like the cold weather, you know. We need palm trees and room service, you know, by the pool.
You're the worst. Jeffrey, thank you. Happy holidays, my friend.
God bless you. I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, for sure. Look forward to it, Jeffrey. Thank you, man. 8:34 with Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999. You can give us a call anytime. Mike Gallagher coming up within this hour. Kennedy's going to join us next hour, and Mary Papayo as well. And Frankie Five Burrows is here. Debbie's here as well. Let's jump to Big Al Gattulo. He's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
45 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New Jersey woman is recovering after a stranger pushed her onto the subway tracks. A random attack, no confrontation, not a word said. The man came up behind her, behind the 29-year-old, excuse me, as she waited for a train at the Union Square station in Midtown Manhattan Thursday morning, shoving her onto the tracks. Other commuters pulled the woman to safety before a train arrived. Police are looking for an overweight male, 6 feet tall, wearing a gray hoodie, black jacket, and a beanie. A Walmart in Warren County is praising a Secret Santa who has quietly paid off all of the store's remaining layaway items. The Pahatcong Township store announced earlier this week that customers may come and pick up their layaways called the paid-for-items gifts from Santa. Similar layaway payoffs have occurred on Long Island and Alabama. Filmmaker Tyler Perry and musician Kid Rock have also famously paid off thousands of dollars worth of layaways at Walmart's recently. In sports, there's a tie atop the AFC West after the Chargers stunned the Chiefs with a 29-28 comeback win in the final seconds in Kansas City. Phillip Rivers hitting Mike Williams with a one-yard touchdown pass with 4 seconds left, then found Williams again for the two-point conversion to win it. Stuck in traffic, W. Hames got the answer.
Thanks a lot, Al. Let's see what's happening on the subways. Uptown B&Q trains delays with a stalled train. PATH trains delays as well. Newark to World Trade. 7 canceled trains with New Jersey Transit with positive train control and delays on the New Haven and Harlem lines of Metro North. Inbound side of the GWB 15, Lincoln 20, Holland 10. It's busy as you head to 280 East out by exit 15 with an accident just cleared. 3 eastbound getting out toward East Rutherford. Looks like some volume here getting out toward the Meadowlands with a collision. And stop and go on 287 North, exit 7, with an accident right on the ramp getting into Piscataway. Over on the Deegan southbound, that's slowing down at the Cross Bronx with an accident. It is a gridlock alert day today, so do plan that extra travel time. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15 minutes heading into town. Checking in on the forecast. Cloudy today, high of about 51. Showers likely for tomorrow with a high of about 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo, thank you. That's me. I heard my name. I knew that was me. Thank you, Debbie. 8:36 with Joe on the radio telling you about Parian and Sons. I'm telling you, you know, if you want a great, great gift, you got to go see Glenn Parian, Parian Sons, right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. I know you hear me tell you this every morning, but if you go to ParianDiamonds.com, P-A-R-I-A-N, ParianDiamonds.com, you're going to see some spectacular jewelry. They've been there 97 years. And you want to get an engagement ring? Or I would suggest, humbly, if I may, that you get like a nice stone. They're beautiful stones. Go up, if you would, to Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. You could start online at ParianDiamonds.com. You're going to see some spectacular jewelry. But see, you and I, like I was saying to Al before, you're not going to know about diamonds. But Glenn Parian knows. Katie, Debbie, Maria. The Parian family knows diamond better than anybody else, and they'll walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. And they're the only jeweler that has what I always tell you about, the diamond buyback guarantee. That's Parian & Sons. And it's right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or again, try this, please, ParianDiamonds.com.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone, like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
If you're looking for Atlantic City's best entertainment value, then look no further than Ocean Resort Casino in Atlantic City. On sale December 14th. Lee Bryce, Brian McKnight, the Isley Brothers, Frank Caliendo, 38 Special, The Monkees. Ian Anderson presents Jethro Tull's 50th Anniversary Tour. Who's Live Anyway? Chris Botti, Kenny Loggins, Clemson Dunn, Tom Segura. All live and in person, only at Ovation Hall at the spectacular Ocean Resort Casino in Atlantic City. Tickets for all Ocean Resort shows are available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000. And for more information or to book a room package, you can always visit theoceanac.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Steve Adubato's The Leadership Hour is moving to a special time this weekend so that we can bring you NFL football. It's The Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato this Sunday night at 9 on AM 970, The Answer. The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. It is 8:39 right now. You know, I hate to tell you how many dogs are killed on the roads each year. When you're ready for this, this is terrible. 1.2 million. Million dogs. Oy. And, you know, if you love your dog like I do, you know, there's a great new product that every dog owner needs, and it's called Headlight Harness. I got one for Otis. Otis loves it. It's invented by the couple that was on the show on Tuesday that we love, Marilyn and Peter. Marilyn and Peter Pianelli are great. They came up with it. I love that they were a couple together and they said, hey, what can we invent? Let's try to do this. And they came up with this great, great product called the Headlight Harness. It's got this bright LED light that is right in the chest of the harness, right? Right there. So all you do is press the button, boom, when you put the harness on the dog, very comfortable for the dog, by the way. You don't need a flashlight when you're walking the dog. It scares off wild animals if you live in the boondocks like me. And the cars see it from far, far away. The cars see the headlight harness and it slows them down. So God forbid your dog's okay, you know. Oh, it's got reflector tape on the harness and on the leash as well. All right. So it's perfect for securing pets in the vehicle, which, by the way, is a state law in New Jersey. And the headlight harness comes in a variety of colors and sizes. It fits any dog. Look, Otis is 115 pounds and he is so comfortable with that headlight harness. It can be customized with the pet's name on it and contact info. Slips easily on. And what I like about it most, it's a no choke, no pull design. So there's no danger around the neck of the animal, right? You go to headlightharness.com, please. Headlightharness.com. I did it. You use the promo code AM970. You know what you get? Boom. 20% off any product on the site. Just like that. Headlightharness.com. Promo code AM970. AM970 is the promo code for headlightharness.com. You can call 800-597-0181.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
8:42 with Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher is going to check in with us momentarily. So this is great. This is so great. I tell you, listening, because as you gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning, you are a family. You, yes, I'm talking right to you. I love you. But some of the stuff I could hear Alan Frank going back and forth. So Frank's got like a thing happening. Al can't make it, of course, because Al can never make it. He's getting his hair cut. And then And then Al says to Frank, this is what I'm listening to. I was like, oh, and then I got to pick up some beer in Staten Island. So yeah. Frank goes, wait, what? You're going to be in Staten Island?
I'm going to be on Staten Island for my wife to get her hair done, and I'm going to get a little trim because my hair is growing back now. I'm going to get.
But Albert, honestly, on Five Borough's behalf, I mean, you're at Staten Island. You got invited to maybe drop by. Maybe you drop by on Staten Island.
No, I already declined the invitation.
He's the worst. He's the worst.
First of all, I already told him I wasn't coming. So why should I show up and crash a party that I already said I wasn't coming to?
First of all, it doesn't matter to me if you come. But and it's not really a party. It's a very small get-together. A party
that
is going to be...
Not everyone is invited.
Yes, that's right. A party that everyone is invited to is going to be New Year's Eve, December 30th in Atlantic City. Anyone that wants to come is welcome to. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild.
At the ocean. Yeah, baby.
But the thing that I understand is, so Al declines my invitation. Fine. He's got something to do. Okay. But I didn't think the something that he's going to do was going to be 5 minutes from where I'm going to be.
No, where I'm going to be is not 5 minutes from you. No. You live on the South Shore, correct?
No, I live by the mall.
That's the South Shore.
That's the Mid Island.
All right, that's the South Shore. I'm going to be on the North Shore.
What are we talking time-wise? 15 minutes?
Well, first of all, it's Staten Island. No. It's Staten Island. And anybody who travels to Staten Island knows that it takes you an hour to get to anywhere on Staten Island because there's three times the people that live there when I grew up there, and you can't get anywhere. So where I'm going, the two locations are within normally about a 15-minute distance of one another. It's probably going to take me a half hour to get to both of them.
So let's see what you're doing exactly.
I'm getting my hair done. My wife is getting her hair done.
Party. So haircuts. Okay.
Haircut at 7 o'clock.
And then I'm
stopping at a place that they're doing a beer release today, so I want to pick up the beer.
Yeah, beer and a haircut. Okay.
Yeah, two bits.
So you think that maybe you should stop, you pick up the beer, and you bring it over to your friend Frankie Morano's?
We have a beer surplus. It's okay.
He already told me what he's serving in his party. It's even more insulting to me. I wouldn't even, you know.
Specifications.
Yeah.
We're
not even going to mention names. Cheese. They don't advertise. Okay. Listen, if he didn't have cheese at his party, I think he'd have a fever. I mean, come on.
Hey, 844 with the knuckleheads. Guys, you guys are too funny. So, Michael Cohen, did you catch any of the video, Frankie, with Michael Cohen?
Obviously, we're on the air. So
was he wearing a turtleneck?
The sound, yes, the but I'm yes, watching the yes, some of the yes. highlights. Very interesting.
It's like, ugh.
Out of the 70s. Like, he doesn't have heat in his apartment? I don't understand. You're doing an interview. He had this turtleneck that was about four sizes too thick around his neck, doing this interview. Were you looking to purposely sweat?
I don't know, but it looked, it just looked so disingenuous. I mean, because the television doesn't lie, you know, when you see it. And even George Stephanopoulos said, why should we believe you? And he didn't come up with an answer. He didn't come up with an answer. And then I saw Geraldo on Fox News. You know, to me, and this is Geraldo talking, he goes, Michael Cohen is full of it, he said. And it's so true. I'm not buying this at all, you know, just because the government comes after you. So then you're going to run for the hills, right? You can say, okay, whatever you say, I'll say whatever you want to say. And he throws the president of the United States under the bus. By the way, how many millions of dollars do you think Michael Cohen has made off of Donald J. Trump? I mean, citizen Trump, not to mention candidate Trump. And I'm not buying, and I don't even want to hear about it, that the president knew about the payoffs had nothing to do with the election. They're going to try to tie it together. And even if he said, Frankie Fibros, correct me if I'm wrong, the president said to Cohen, all right, look, make the payment. I'm running for office. I don't need this out there now. It's bogus. And he makes the payment. That is not illegal. Is that correct?
Well, I don't believe it is, but clearly the prosecutors in the Southern District disagree.
Yeah, is that right? They're going to go after it for that. But wasn't the John Edwards, Senator Edwards case, wasn't that the precedent to this case, Frankie Fibros?
I believe so. I think what Trump did is even less egregious than what Edwards did because Trump used his own money, which he has the right to spend endless amounts on his own campaign.
Is
it a campaign expense? That's the question. Now, if it was a campaign expense, it should have been disclosed. But, that's a minor civil penalty, and the failure to disclose is the fault of the campaign, the Trump campaign. It's not necessarily the candidate himself. So it's very minor. I mean, certainly, you know, I don't think it's okay to pay off women that you slept with in order to keep their stories from being told.
Allegedly.
I mean, the president's basically admitting, you know, that he took Cohen's advice on this. You know, but, you know, it's not right to threaten to ruin someone's reputation unless they pay you. Otherwise, you're going to unveil damaging information about their sex life. So I don't think that's appropriate anyway.
Extortion. Yeah, thank you, Frankie Five Bros. All right, let's go to Debbie. Mike Gallagher is going to join us momentarily. Debbie, how are we doing out there on this Friday on AM 970? The Answer.
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. It's a gridlock alert day, so allow that extra travel time today. Let's go to the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Still 15 minutes getting into town. It's kind of busy right now as you head to the Belt Parkway westbound, getting out toward the area of Cropsey Avenue. An accident taking a few lanes over there. And it's going to be busy on the Bronx River Parkway south into the area of Fordham Road. Looks like an accident was just cleared away. Inbound GWB looks fine right now. Lincoln Tunnel down to 10. Holland about 10. If you're heading to 280 East, still busy out through Newark because of earlier problems. And 287 North, the ramp at exit 7. Into Piscataway. Watch for a crash there. Problems continue on the Hutch north at Weaver Street, getting up through Scarsdale. Cleanup of an earlier accident with a truck that went right into the overpass. So looks like crews are still at the scene over there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Gift more and spend less this holiday season at Modell Sporting Goods. 25% off sports equipment, football, baseball, soccer, basketball, fitness, and more. 30% off select Adidas fleece for the family. Men's Champion Echo fleece, cruise, and pants, only $15. 25% off select men's Under Armour fleece. 25% off select NFL apparel. And all outerwear on sale now. Plus, save up to $30 on select Timberland boots. 50% off select Knicks, Nets, Yankees, and Mets fleece. Now $25. And new markdowns just taken throughout the store. For the best holiday deals, you gotta go to Moe's.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough, and I want you to try a free sample of CoQ10ergy, and every person that hears me right now can do it. Not only that, when you go to kmcfree.com to get yours along with free shipping, you'll automatically be registered for a once-a-month giveaway of a free case of CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and energize with the most absorbable CoQ10 on the market. You can enter by heading over to kmcfree.com. Get your free sample and register to win your free case. That's kmcfree.com. Or head over to am970theanswer.com and click on the banner that says CoQ10ergy.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, right here on AM970, The Answer, WNYM. We'll see you then.
Hey, Dad, I wanted to remind you that the holidays are close, real close, and Mom and I don't need wool socks again. At Helzberg, you can get jewelry for Mom and get a free Nintendo Switch system for me. Two gifts in one trip. I'm not saying you're a last-minute shopper, but I'm not saying that either.
Get gifts that get gifts at Helzberg Diamonds, like a free Nintendo Switch system when you spend $1,199 or more. Helzberg Diamonds, a Berkshire Hathaway company. Limited time offer while supplies last. See online or in-store for details. Game sold separately.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Mike Gallagher coming up. I want to tell you about Capalbo's. You're going to love Capalbo's gift baskets, awesome fruit, wine, champagne, gourmet gift baskets, but also these great towers. They have boxes of towers. You could personalize the satin ribbon, the red ribbon for the holidays. Just beautiful. Capalbo's, everything at Capalbo's looks good, tastes even better, and it's backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee, a landmark in the tri-state area. I'm proud to tell you about Capalbo's. I've known about Capalbo's since I was a kid, right? Right now, they're at 350 Allwood Road in Clifton, and it's a family-owned business. I had the privilege of having a dinner with the Capalbo family, and they said how they came to Italy, and then they made those baskets by hand, and they pretty much do that exact same thing to this day. You're going to love Capalbo's. Check out, please, CapalbosOnline.com. It's C-A-P-A-L-B-O-S online.com. You can call them 800-252-6262, 800-252-6262. And if you use the code Joe970, boom, at checkout, 10% off your order. CapalbosOnline.com. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbo's.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 8:52. Let me go to Charlie Finch before we bring Mike up. Charlie, got a couple seconds? Always like to clear the airwaves for you, my friend. What's on your mind?
You know, Joe, Michael Cohen is a horticulturalist, and Big Al's getting a little trim on Staten Island. Cohen and his sob story to the judge name-checks Stephanopoulos and then goes on his show What a fugazi. Frankie Five bureaus can go visit him in the joint. And you know how the CIA should punish Prince Salman?
How's that?
They should lock him in a room with Dennis Prager and throw away the key. Oh. You've been a very bad boy, Prince. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's true. Thanks, Charlie. It's so true. They're going to let that go, though. I guess they're talking about the Khashoggi murder, Frankie Five Burrows. That's just going to go away.
Well, not according to the U.S. Senate. Bipartisan support in the U.S. Senate to denounce this war in Yemen. Now, of course, the U.S. Senate denouncing something without the support of the president and the House, that's about as good as a free ride on the Staten Island Ferry. So it really means very little, but at least they're making a statement.
You were the first one to say about this Yemen war, Frankie. Kudos to you because you jumped on that before that really came into the head of the headlines here. 8:53. And is Mike with us? Did we get Mike Gallagher on?
Of course I'm with you.
There you are.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Did you know, Mike, and Merry Christmas to you, my friend, listening to 10:05. Did you know that my steak was confiscated at lunch the other day?
Were you? All I could think of when it was going on, if Frankie Five Burrows hears about this whole escapade, because the room kept filling. I mean, I was supposed to have lunch with Mike Lindell.
I know, of course, you were in
the hall, and I was so excited that you would join us. Now, remember, hear my words. I was excited that you would join us. Frank, you know what that means.
Okay? I do.
I was excited that Joe would join us. And there's Darren the rep. I love Darren. His nice little intimate table. We got a little table. So we got Joe and Mike Lindell and Darren Gallagher. No kidding. Steak. Steak was his first round. Then he went into the jumbo shrimp. Then he went into the crab meat. Then he went into the hors d'oeuvres. I've never seen anybody eat so much and so quickly. I mean, it was a machine.
At least he chipped in.
Oh, yeah, he sure did. He kept reaching for his wallet. But there was nothing there. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Mike, I mean, you're the best.
I mean, he's a piece of work.
No,
he's
we
a
love
piece him. Of work.
We
came
say
strolling it. In. He wore a suit and tie for the occasion. He looked almost as nice as you, Joe. He ran home and said, he goes, oh, I got a free lunch over here at Capitol Grill.
We love everybody. But what I felt bad, I hate when I asked you, I pulled you aside when we were walking. I said, Mike, because you, I tell you, Mike Lindell loves you for the person that you are. And
well, you don't think he loves
No, it's true. And the fact that you sell so many pillows on your national show, you really do. And Mike really appreciates that. And you did the volunteer, you did the Salvation Army, you walked from the studio to the restaurant, you sold like 6,000 pillows or something for the Salvation Army.
Yeah, well, Mike agreed
God
to
bless
match
you for that,
1 hour of pillow sales through the Mike Gallagher Show, and it was $6,000.
Wow, that's great.
It's a great story.
So I didn't want to intrude on you and your friend Mike Lindell, although Mike's a friend of mine, and you were very great.
I've got to tell your listeners about how you are. You're amazing. This is so incredible. Without a question, and I don't say this to be obsequious, without a doubt, Joe Piscopo is one of the most famous guys that I know. I mean, everybody knows Joe Piscopo. Everybody, and here's Joe, who is so concerned about crashing. By the way, not everybody shared your concern, if you know what I mean. But there's Joe Piscopo, so concerned about, hey, are you sure you're right that I join you? And like, we were thrilled. Are you kidding me? Anytime I get to hang out with you and Mike Lindell, you think he likes me? Your picture's hanging in the MyPillow headquarters in Minnesota. They're so proud of their partnership with AM970 The Answer and Joe Piscopo that they Mike who?
It was so touching, though, to see you, Joe.
People think, you know, this is what I love about celebrities that I get to know, because some celebrities ain't so nice. You know, I know stories. And here's Joe, you always take time. And you know what I know about you that you don't know that I know about you?
Uh-oh.
Because your career trajectory from TV star, movie star, radio star, I know somebody who's known you for 30 years. You've always been like this. And that's what I love about you. You've always been this way. No matter how big you are, you always take time for people. And the fact that you are worried about that, and again, that humbleness, and somebody could learn a little bit of that, you know, about apologizing for strolling in and eating your steak and your shrimp and your Caesar salad and your crab meat and your dessert.
Joe to eat his baked potato, though. Come on.
He did. He had a little, and it was, and Frank, he did. He said, it was so funny. He goes, well, I got a little potato over here. I could eat this. I mean, it was so, and it didn't slow Kevin down. He just kept going. It was like a machine. Oh, well, good. Eat some potato. What do I care? I got a shrimp coming.
Thank God. Mike will bring a order back to the broadcasting.
Not really.
Right here on AM 970, the answer at 10:05.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mike. I love you, man.
I love you, too. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks. Mike Gallagher, 10:05 on AM 970, the answer. Biscombo in the morning. We got to take a little break, and we're gonna come right back. Oh, man.
No break.
We're going to go.
Go ahead. He's the nicest guy in the world, and it's all love, and it was all with a great little sit down, and we had the best time ever. But he is so funny. Everything he said is absolutely true, and it was just so funny.
Talk about a mild Friday. Nope, he fired up.
It was hysterical. Okay, no break. No, but when we come back, we're gonna talk to Mary Papayo. And you know who else on the show? Kennedy. Yay, Kennedy's on the show.
And an update on the Holland Tunnel. On the Holland Tunnel.
Is Corey going to join us?
He's coming up right next.
Yep. He's had a hearing before the Port Authority, and he's going to see what's going on with the decorations outside the Holland Tunnel. Oh, my gosh, you guys are unbelievable. Frank is here, and Albert is here. Joe's on the radio. Kennedy coming up. And Debbie as well. 877-970-2999. Jersey Joe on the radio. And we are now. We're coming right back at you. Don't you go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
46 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An investigation is underway into possible bridge safety issues at the new Tappan Zee Bridge. Dozens of steel bolts on the bridge broke apart during construction, causing concern for some who feel the bridge may not be safe. The investigation, reportedly prompted by a whistleblower who turned over recordings indicating officials knew of the bolt defects. Former mayoral candidate Cynthia Nixon, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, alleged the opening of the bridge was politically timed to favor incumbent Governor Cuomo.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.